when the audience is drawn toward the orchestra and the orchestra and the audience connect, boy, there's a lot of electricity in an auditorium.
I agree.
It has to help you play.
Yes, I think it makes it more meaningful. I mean, look, every note we play is meant to be shared with the people that listen to it. And it's not always easy, boys. In symphony orchestras, not to be a fringe, we need to somehow hook into people's being in the musical way that you refer to. Either by simply forming a bridge on the part of the conductor or somebody, you know, trying to talk to the audience a little bit. Especially because so much music the audience may not know. Look, there's no two ways about it. A lot of the music that was, you know, that makes the symphony orchestra sounds best and that was written for the symphony orchestra is not necessarily at all and part of the vernacular of our average audiences. And so I think it's incredibly important from where I'm coming from and to connect, because if we don't, the audiences will be smaller and smaller. And this needs to be more than just talk. We need to hook in. We need to be aware. I'm still very much aware that I'm conducting 80 professional people, artists, in their own right, and that together they play, you know, music written by great genius, great works of art, that we are, as minstrels of the city, are allowed to play and mandated to play. What a gift that is. And then, of course, you know, we need to do it for the people that mandate us, whether they know it or not, you know? I mean, we need to make sure that we have connections with them. And that gets you back, of course, to Beethoven. Beethoven is just as great as he always was. It's just we have changed. And so the bridge that's necessary between Beethoven and our audiences today is larger and larger. It's longer and longer. And you know, it's a thing that I continually stay busy with, trying to reach out, how to most effectively reach out, as to not simply become obsolete. Because just because it is a wonderful thing, and I think it is one of the most magnificent inventions of humankind, the symphony orchestra is, you know, it doesn't mean that it will make it survive, because it won't.